Well, the tales of the cocktails has come and gone, and for many, myself included, it's a mystery how anyone can keep up with the endlessly evolving versions of that particular beverage. After all, I grew up in a country that celebrated Pimm's Cup, gin and tonic, and maybe a scotch with a splash of water. Now I hear that London has become one of the world's great cocktail capitals. Who'd have thought it? So, one might ask, where is New Orleans in this new world order?
New Orleans is really leading the nation in this renaissance, rejuvenation of the cocktail. And somewhere in there, the Museum of the American Cocktail, the greatest people in cocktails in America, decided to put their museum in New Orleans. And I'm on a few boards. I must say that's my favorite one. And so this has been going on for a while in New Orleans. And it's almost the only city in America that never left. But I'm not going to tell you that cocktails didn't kind of get bad in New Orleans for a long time. They did. But we were always better than most other places.
That's T. Martin. With her cousin, Lolly Brennan, she runs Commander's Palace Restaurant. As someone who grew up walking in the footsteps of her incredible mother, Ella Brennan, T. has watched cocktail drinking fade out of fashion and, in the past few years, rush right back in. But don't think you can just throw a cocktail together. So what's the secret to a great drink?
The big secret's balance. Yeah, I think anybody, if you say that word to them and they think about it, instantly can understand what you're saying. If I gave you a cocktail right now, you quickly go, oh, it's too strong, it's too sweet, it's too sour, it's too bitter. Balance is the key to it. Practice makes for good balance. If I walk around the kitchen all day and Chef Tori at Commander's or Juan Carlos now at Sobu, whatnot, that we have little white spoons everywhere. And everybody's walking around little white spoons, tasting. And the young people learn from the older people in the palate, and we're telling them what it should be like. So they come up to me all day, Miss T, and I don't know when I became Miss T, but anyway, Miss T, taste this. It's a happy thing. But anyway, and then this is how you test the new bartender. They come in, I go up to the other bartender, and I look at the older bartender, and I say, is he ready? And they go, no. I go, okay. And a few days later, I come back and go, is he ready? And they go, yeah. And then they make me a Sazerac.
But cocktails are not the only liquid offerings that tea takes seriously. Wines would be the other. This past month, Commander's received the Grand Award from the Wine Spectator magazine, the Bible of the beverage crowd. Should you wonder whether that is significant, it is, since there are only 75 restaurants in the entire world that have earned that distinction.
This is an award that we sought for a very long time, so it feels really good to get it. And it was a group effort, absolutely. And they don't really tell you how to get it. It's sort of a mystery. But you know that you have to have a program of great depth, et cetera, et cetera. For us, I always said to our team, led by wine guy Dan Davis, who I was getting nowhere fast until I had him in this position, it's about more than that. It's about the whole wine program. And we have an extraordinary list with 2,400 different options that you can choose from. We also have an incredible wine by the glass list where we've always done half glasses. So if you come in, I get to taste wine all the time, but how are you supposed to know the difference between Viognier and Albarino? But if you can come and have a half a glass of each, how lovely, and has it right next to each other, not Viognier tonight and Albarino tomorrow night. So we've always done those type of things, and we have all in, including sparkling, about 50 wines by the glass all the time.
Now, don't take the following as my dissing the city of my birth, but it's really nice to know that New Orleans is holding its own in the palate-perfect world of wines and whiskies. But we kind of knew that. Anyway, if you want to learn a few more tasty tidbits from tea, you can do that by going to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, this is Sharon Litwin wishing you chin chin, skol, l'chaim, sante, cheers, and bottoms up. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man.